In his 1951 address to the Italian Catholic Union of Midwives, Pope Pius XII said the following, quote, "From the obligation of making this positive contribution, the generation and rearing of children, it is possible to be exempt for a long time and even for the whole duration of married life if there are serious reasons, such as those often provided in the so-called indications of the medical, eugenical, economic, and social order. It therefore follows that the observance of the infertile period may be licit from the moral point of view, and under the conditions mentioned, it is so in fact," emphasis added. Thus, the Church is not asking married couples to do the impossible. It should be stated here, however, that couples may practice complete abstinence from marital relations, for good reason, with the mutual consent of both partners, and so long as there is no danger of sin to either. This can be for the lifetime of the marriage partners, in which case it is called a Josephite marriage, called such after Saint Joseph, who lived a celibate marriage with the Blessed Virgin Mary, or it could be for a time only. Lest there be any misunderstanding about the meaning of Pope Pius XII's use of the terms medical, eugenical, economic, and social order, some further explanation follows. Medical refers to the physical or even psychological health of one or both of the marriage partners, usually the woman. If there is serious risk, for example, to her life or health, this could constitute a medical reason. A woman who has had a number of children, for example, and is approaching the end of her childbearing years may develop serious physical complications that would pose serious risk to her or to her unborn child in a new pregnancy. This could constitute a serious reason in the medical sphere. Eugenic refers to the couples not being genetically able to produce normal offspring. Perhaps the couple's children are all being born with Down syndrome or are deficient in some other serious way. Economic refers to true financial hardship brought about despite the couple's best efforts to support their family, all the while not wasting their means on luxuries and non-essentials. Perhaps their country is very poor. Perhaps good economic opportunity just does not exist for them. When severe financial hardship exists, there can be sufficient reason to practice periodic continence. But the economic serious reason would be the easiest to misinterpret or abuse when deciding in favor of periodic continence. This because of poor stewardship by the parents or an improper set of values that puts materialism before one's primary responsibility in marriage. The key to a right decision is honesty, with God, with oneself, with one's spouse, and with one's confessor. Social order refers to unusual interruptions in the social sphere that disrupt one's normal life, due, for example, to a catastrophic flood, earthquake, volcanic eruption, hurricane, tornado, war, fire, etc., and which impinge immediately upon the family's ability to function well. In all these cases, a couple may resort to periodic continence, yet they are not obliged to do so. Traditionally, the Church has never criticized married couples for simply accepting the children God sends. Overall, it should be noted, as a classic Catholic marriage manual states, quote, "The control of births, therefore, should always be the exceptional situation in marriage, never the normal. Further, the modern Catholic couple must be reminded that parenthood is the business of marriage. This is their vocation. The Catholic husband and wife should do this work with wisdom and prudence, and where there is good cause, may consider family limitation. But family limitation does not have to be considered. Most of you will find that the best evidence of a lifetime of worthwhile work will be your children. You should want children. And parenthood, God willing, should be more than an incidental experience in your married lives. If you have a truly Catholic conscience and a love of children, you will find that alleged obstacles can be overcome. Far from losing happiness, you will gain great long-range satisfaction.
Footnote, Reverend George A. Kelly, The Catholic Marriage Manual, New York, Random House, 1958, page 46 and pages 45 and 46.